Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, between the picture I saw yesterday of Senator Chuck Schumer in the White House with President Trump and the headline that said that the president had overruled congressional Republicans and his own Treasury Secretary to cut a deal with Democrats to keep the government operating and raise America's debt limit, as the headline said, certainly left me shocked. How about you?
Well, there was no question. Now, look, the president is the president, and he will do things that are seen by many people to be quite strange. He's really got McConnell fuming now, and of course, Schumer is playing ball. But remember Damn Yankees? You don't probably remember the play, David. It was a long time
ago.
I
remember.
You know, but the manager makes a deal with the devil. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but now there is a sense that maybe Trump will come around based on this very small deal, which is 3 months instead of 6 months until they have to revisit the whole thing again. Schumer will be criticized by some for having made a deal with, well, the guy that some people consider to be devilish anyway. Look, the Russian investigation, David, goes forward. Trump Jr. is having to testify before committees. The Mueller investigation goes forward, and I am sure that it's going to come up with something. So that while this deal may be a temporary distraction, it doesn't mean that Trump's personality has changed. It hasn't. What happened was he went back into the Oval Office. He started watching CNN and MSNBC and watching huge crowds of people coming out on the streets over the DACA deal, which would have returned young people to their homes, which they never were in. They've never known them. The fury. And not only that, the polling, which showed that it was an incredibly unpopular thing to do as he went towards his base. So he'll go towards his base one day with something outrageous. He'll pivot on a dime, which is what he was doing as he made his deal with Schumer yesterday. And everybody's going to have to say, okay, is this the sign that this guy has changed? And if he has allegedly changed, what does it mean? I'm telling you what it means. Nothing.
From that to what was just terrifying this morning on the BBC to hear one of the officials from Barbuda talk about how there's not a building left, there's no water system, no electricity, completely raked by Hurricane Irma as it continues its path, eventually looking like it's going to hit Florida. This kind of a storm, the largest in recorded history in the Atlantic, is something that there's not much you can do about.
No, David, I was on the phone yesterday with my friends in Florida trying to figure out what they were going to do. And there was still huge discussion as to whether to evacuate from Miami, for example, which they were told to do. Sitting there is not the way to do it. This is a storm. And when you add it all up and you take a look at the way that it's working out, and then you look at the other hurricanes which are backing up after Irma, and then you hear Trump talking about denying climate change and saying he's not sure that it's there or that 98% of the scientists are correct in all of this, you just have to shake your head and say, okay, let's assume they're right. Let's assume it has nothing to do with climate change. Well, you still have to understand that you have to be prudent about the way in which you would treat it, because if you don't, this world is in for a very, very rough time. So, look, folks, this is, of all the things that Trump has done that is annoying, the way that he has treated the EPA, the way he's treated the scientific community, it really does make one scratch their head. And because this guy comes up with a 3-month deal instead of a 6-month deal over the debt limit, that doesn't mean that everything he's done up until now should be excused.
You referenced the Russian investigation. What about this story about Facebook saying Russians may have bought Facebook political ads, about $100,000 focused on divisive issues like race and immigration?
Well, let me put it this way. What do you think? We've heard again and again and again from our intelligence community that the Russians were active. Does this surprise anybody? It doesn't surprise me. I think it's important that this kind of information comes out. But we know the Russians were in it, and we know that they lie about it. So the idea that somehow what we are now seeing, which is the dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's and how they were doing it, shouldn't surprise anybody.